morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good morning to you. Oh, it's a beautiful day. So glad to have you tuning in this morning to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this day and every day. How you doing, my friend? I'm telling you, it has been a wonderful journey. I am looking outside my window right here in Rapid City, South Dakota, home of Mount Rushmore, and of course, one of the biggest motorcycle rallies to hit in the area. So excited to be here. And for the next week or so, we're going to be broadcasting, bringing you all kinds of interesting guests, facts, information to encourage you and certainly stay connected to what's going on right there in Salem, Oregon, as we continue to fight the good fight. I have to say, over the last few days, traveled through California to get here to South Dakota. I know you're thinking, oh, well, Stacy, that's not what my map says, but I had a very good friend of mine. In fact, you'll get a chance to meet her later on this week. I had a good friend of mine get married, got quite a story. Several times her wedding was canceled due to all of the stuff that Governor Newsom is doing down in California. And I'm happy to report her and her husband got married, and I have experienced some things I never thought here in the great land of the USA I'd ever experience, including all of the mask shaming and things that are going on. And certainly if you were tuning in first thing this morning, you heard Jeff's show and our friend Scott and some of the things that he's been contending with as far as the mask goes. But it's so much deeper than the mask. There's a lot going on, and I think we need to stay informed, educated, emboldened, and confident and courageous. And I think, moreover, what I've learned over the last few days traveling and finding some incredible Americans along the path and along the way, courageous Americans, is that we are strong and we are better together. And I'm not filled with fear. I'm filled with hope for America. And as long as we continue to unite with one another and continue to keep our eyes focused and continue to trust in God and believe that he's not surprised by any of this, and press in and want to know what his plan is for us each and every day, I think we are going to be better together as we continue to move forward. Again, you're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio. I'm Stacy Ann. News that you can use. It's going to be a warm one in the Pacific Northwest today. Want to remind you, temperatures in the 80s again, so make sure you're drinking lots of water. Bring your sunscreen and whatever you're doing, get some fresh air, take a nice walk. I want to thank Bill Sunderland with Country Financial Sunderland Agency for being our sponsor on the morning show, and I want to encourage you to get a hold of Bill. He's great. He'll give you a complimentary evaluation of your insurance needs, and even if you're looking on what to do with your finances and want to save for the future, he can help you. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. And too, I want to share with you, so many of you, and I want to thank my friend Avis and others that have been sending me information into my email and even on Facebook Messenger. You can send me an email at Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. If you have a recommendation for someone to be interviewed, if you have news that maybe you think I don't know about what's going on, I want to thank the gentleman who let me know that they ran into a friend of theirs, ran into Kate Brown over the weekend. Yes, indeed. She was allowing her dog to go for a swim in the Willamette. She had a couple state troopers with her, and guess what? None of them were wearing a mask. Isn't that interesting? It'll be interesting to see if any of the news people will pick that up. I think it is going to get some traction, as I thought I'd tease you with it a little bit. But yes, interesting that there wasn't even some social distancing going on, and that's our governor. And so I think a lot of us are feeling like if it's good for us, why isn't it good for her and those in leadership? Things to consider for sure. In our effort to continue to stay positive and move forward in what we're doing and stay educated, I had set up this interview. We were kind of hoping that it would be live, one-on-one, here in the great Black Hills. Didn't quite work out so well, but that's okay. We've got him on the line with us, and he's going to give us an update of what's going on a lot of situations. If you remember a few weeks ago, we had Dr. Pat Castle on the air with us talking about the mask and the effectiveness of masks, but he's also the founder of Life Runners. And right now there's a great big race going on across America. So he's going to give us a few updates. I want to invite you into the conversation. Good morning, Dr. Patrick Castle. How are you today?
Hey, good morning, Stacy.
Indeed. How are you?
Fantastic. You know, I'm smiling because I don't care where people are listening from, where they're standing. I think it's just really important to pause where you're standing, and that is in South Dakota, in the foothills, the Black Hills, just below Mount Rushmore. You are in Rapid City, where all the bronze statues of all the presidents line the corners of downtown Rapid City. And just what an awesome moment to pause and say how proud we are of America as intended. I mean, it's a great yes. place to just close your eyes and go, what would these men and women that imagined America, you know, what would they think about what's going on in our country right now? And it's kind of like the old wristbands back in the day. What would Jesus do? Well, what would mm-hmm. George Washington do? What would, you know, Teddy Roosevelt do? What would Abraham Lincoln do? What would, you know, Thomas Jefferson do? And I think that when you pause and reflect on what our founding fathers and all those heroic, you know, Susan B. Anthony types, as they fought for America as intended, you know, true constitutionalists, I think that gives us a good reflection and contrast to how things are being handled right now. And then you look at South Dakota in particular. So one, we just gave that national founding fathers look. How about Governor Kristi Noem, fellow teammate of ours, Life Runner, and how she's handled this pandemic?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and truly a leader across the nation as she continues to show how you do this in America. How do you trust people to do the right thing, the individuals
yes.
to do the right thing, you know, to be responsible and take leadership. And she has really shown, and I've kind of joked a little bit about writing a book, The Tale of Two Governors, know, comparing Kristi Noem and Governor Brown. And it really is a philosophy of trusting the individual to do what's best for them, their family, their business, and their community versus trying to control it from a top level and trying to control
yes.
people almost like I've often said, kind of like a nanny, or like a you know, like we've been in trouble, sent to our room and we don't know when we get out kind of feeling
yeah.
in Oregon. And it's so good here in South Dakota that South Dakota is leading the way on what it looks like to live free in liberty. Be wise, be vigilant,
right?
But
yeah,
do it in
right.
a way that
puts
the trust
brain.
In people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And as
yes.
we talked about in our last segment, Stacy, we talked about the mass. In particular, we talked about relative risks. What risks
mm-hmm.
do we take every day? You know, relative risk, and what's worth it for our values? And that was a great segment when we first talked about the real risk and how effective the masks were. And then we talked about relative risks, the risks that we take every day for our values. And I got to say, Governor Kristi Noem is doing a great job. I like this idea of contrasting governors. So with you being
mm-hmm.
in Rapid City, of course, one of the bronze statues of the presidents is Ronald Reagan, right there in front of Tally's Silver Spoon. What a great breakfast spot, huh, Stacy?
Yes, I'm
Rapid
looking forward
City.
To it. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and then you've got, you know, former President Reagan, former governor of California, Ronald Reagan. And let's do a contrast between Ronald Reagan and Governor Newsom right now that you mentioned earlier. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, when you look at these two and how they're leading and how they're behaving and leading by example, et cetera, and using their brains and balancing liberty and relative risk, there's just no comparison, you know, and you go, wow, what would Ronald Reagan be doing right now in making decisions for the American people and keeping us safe and free, safe and
right.
free.
And it was interesting when we were in California, a good friend of ours, a good family friend picked us up and we went down. I said, she goes, where do you want to go today? I said, bring us to the most free community right now, Liberty Patriot. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Huntington Beach. And we had so much fun. People weren't wearing masks. There was American flags. People had Trump flags. I picked myself up a Trump souvenir. I got a little hat that says President Trump with some camo on it. And people were smiling. People were social distancing on the beach.
Sure.
Very respectful. But there was a joy. There was a it was like life 7 months ago, you know, when there wasn't the fear consuming. And just in in a half an hour, that change, you know, and in the atmosphere, it was incredible to see that and witness that. And I do believe that there are a lot of patriots, a lot of people that aren't necessarily looking at these numbers and buying what they're being sold, you know. And I know with your background, tell everybody again, remind us what your background is in science, because you have a great platform to speak from.
So, I mean, first of all, as you mentioned, I'm a scientist. My degree is in chemistry. In particular, it's in really small things. So when you're talking about viruses and bacteria and particles and how to stop it, that's where my PhD is. It's in nanoanalytical chemistry and analyzing that. And I use that background in the Air Force as a weapons of mass destruction defense officer. So the detection and protection of chemical, biological agents, nuclear radiation detection. And so one of the aspects of the protection thereof was gas mass fitting. So to make sure that our troops had a proper fit so they were protected from the hazard. And it's all about fit. And that's what we talked about in that first segment of our interview a couple weeks ago is this cloth mask, it's not fitted. You know, the only mask that really you start talking about confidence in protecting you is an N95 mask that's used in the medical community on up. You know, I love the memes when you see the picture of the hazmat person, the firefighter with their SCBA, you know, their scuba gear on and full gear. And then you see, you know, a troop, and then you see, you know, Fosse in his cloth mask telling us how protected we all are from micron level particles. It's just hogwash scientifically.
Right.
We talked about just the,
well,
the
and our common
very
sense.
Little protection. Yeah.
Yeah, not so, a lot of, you know, protection in it. Goes against our common sense.
It does.
So
it
your
makes
background
you feel silly. It makes
leads
you feel like we're
up
getting gamed.
Exactly. And we know that our critical thinking skills are being challenged every day, going, they're telling me this, but something is saying within me,
it isn't lining up.
It doesn't feel right. It's not lining up, not at all. And when we get back into this after this break, Dr. Pat, I want us to talk a little bit about kind of transitioning into what's been going on nationally with the Life Renters. And kind of what's been going on there in Nebraska. Will you give us an update on that as well?
It'll be a breath of fresh air.
Amen. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use on this wonderful day. We'll be back. We're talking with Dr. Pat Castle. We'll be back after this.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day. This morning, stepping on my way.
Good morning to you, my friends. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use. Already August 4th. Oh my goodness, the time is going so fast. And I keep saying during the spring, it went on and on and on. It was like we had our leap day and it ended up being that day, Groundhog Day, over and over again, as slow as it was with the shutdown. And now that things are picking up and people are getting back to living, it seems like time is going really fast. It's August 4th and I am currently in Rapid City, South Dakota. The beauty of technology, we can keep on plan with broadcasting anywhere pretty much with technology these days, still keeping our eye on what's going on in the Pacific Northwest and in the Salem area. I want to bring this to your attention. I got this in my email, and it's support for job seekers affected by COVID pandemic. Thanks to a grant from the U.S. Department of Labor and a Willamette Workforce Partnership, residents of Marion and Yamhill counties who lost their job due to the virus pandemic may qualify for up to $900 of support in their transition to new employment opportunities. The funding will help qualified job seekers enrolled in workforce services receive assistance for training-related expenses, such as on-demand certifications, community college classes, etc. If you'd like more information, I'll put a link up and more information on this on our Facebook page, but you can give them a call, 800-974-4054. And as you know, several Oregonians are still waiting for their unemployment check, and there's a deadline of August 8th is when they had, that was kind of their goal, to have everybody caught up by then. I know several people have still not received one penny from help other than the stimulus check that came out through the federal government, nothing through our Oregon governor. And many people, doesn't matter what they're registered, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, Independent, non-affiliated, many people affected, many people upset. Therefore, so many people are signing the recall petition, recalling Governor Brown. If you haven't had a chance to do that, I encourage you to find the petition. If you want to go even to the Marion County Republican office, you can sign there. And if you have a few friends who'd like to do the same, you can carry a petition and get their signatures and get them all in. All of us together are really, momentum is building. And it was interesting when I was down in California over the weekend and in Huntington Beach, there were people doing a recall of Governor Newsom and getting signatures as well. So it sounds like this is something that a lot of people are like, we've had enough, we're going to do something different. So Dr. Pat, as you've traveled around the country and certainly you've touched many lives all over the world, you have an interesting perspective. You're watching this what I call plandemic. Mm-hmm. And affecting communities, not just in America, but also probably people you know in Turkey and other parts of the world. Can you give us a little update on what you see worldwide or what you're hearing from your folks that you know?
Right. Yeah, you know, I think thinking and freedom isn't canceled, even though the media seems to think that it is. And it's refreshing. As I said, this segment is going to be a breath of fresh air. What I'm seeing is that people are thinking through this. They're seeing through it. You can see that people are realizing, as you mentioned, that plandemic. They're seeing perspectives. They're starting to, they're waking up. And that's awesome because it's time. It's time that we use our brains and we think about our values and we realize that freedom isn't free and that values are important and there is relative risk. And we've talked about that. And I think it's a good thing to remind people where you and I met. We met 2012 to 2014. We worked together there in Rapid City, where you're airing this interview, Stacy.
Yes.
Pumping it across mm-hmm. Oregon for this breath of fresh air from South mm-hmm. Dakota out across the plains. And you were leading the local pregnancy help center, and I was leading the Air Force clinic at Ellsworth Air Force Base. And our two worlds collided with similar values, which was to defend life. From a military standpoint, that's what we're supposed to do. It's the first duty of government is to defend mm-hmm. life. But we did it with reason, and we did it boldly. And, you know, there was relative risk, and it was smart and was strategic about how to reach out to, you know, mothers and fathers that were vulnerable to abortion in your case. And I loved how we collaborated and our strategic minds for defending life overlapped. And so that brings us here now, you know, 6 years later, after we were, you know, I retired in 2014, our roads have journeyed and these same pursuits continue that we're defending life. And so the current big event that you and I are both involved in is this Across America Relay that really extends around the world because people around the world are participating geographically separated. They're adopting little 5K segments of this relay across America, and they're putting on a shirt that says, Remember the Unborn, in over 2,500 cities across 39 nations. Shirts that say, Remember the Unborn, 15,000 teammates we have. And it's awesome to know that we have teammates like Governor Kristi Noem there in South Dakota, Governor mm-hmm. Pete Ricketts here in Nebraska, that there are leaders that are standing up and being bold in the truth and defending life. And so an update on that is as we're seeing all these canceled events, you know, God, you're thinking, really, you're canceling things 3 months out? You know, give the dust a chance to settle and brains to wake up. But all these canceled events, isn't it great when you see the Sioux Empire Fair in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, not canceled? You know, and all the other fairs and state fairs around the country, everything's canceled. You know, we better not do anything outside. What hogwash that we can't gather,
right,
you know, outside with relative risk. And so the Across America Relay, it's one of those events where we never even for a second considered canceling it. People are moving outside with their shirts that say, remember the unborn, on the 4th of July on the Golden Gate Bridge, on the 4th of July in the Brooklyn Bridge in New York City, on the 4th of July in San Antonio, Texas, in front of the San Fernando Cathedral, and on the 4th of July at St. Michael the Archangel Church in Grand Forks, North Dakota, this relay launched. And it's been moving since the 4th of July. Right now it's in Kansas, both the west arm and the south arm. Right now it's along the border of Nebraska and Iowa, moving south, and right now it's moving from the east across Illinois almost to Missouri. And so to think that people right now as we speak are out there, you know, living their freedom, being reasonable, but not allowing this culture of death and this darkness and shadow and lies to overshadow our defense of our freedoms, that's happening right now. And people can get involved by going to liferunners.org/across or liferunners.org/relay and be involved between now and August 9th.
That sounds great, Dr. Pat. When we continue the conversation after this break, I want to talk about the culmination of the event coming up. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. So glad to have you tune in. We'll be back after this. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a good morning. Wake up to a brand new day.
Good morning to you. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Hi, I'm Stacey Ann. Oh, indeed, it's a beautiful day. Temperatures today going to be in the 80s, so you want to remember to wear your sunscreen if you're out and about, and certainly drink lots of water. I am broadcasting this morning live from the City of Presidents right here in Rapid City, South Dakota, not too far from Mount Rushmore and just around the corner from Sturgis, the 80th motorcycle rally getting ready to kick off on August 6th. And the rumble and coming into town already, and folks are thrilled to be somewhere that is free. Yes, indeed. There is no mask mandate by Governor Noem here in South Dakota. Like many other states around the country, there are mask mandates, and many of the airlines are requiring people, even if you have an exemption, even if you're exempt medically, they're requiring you to wear a face covering in the airports, on the airplane, all of those things. And so if you are looking to travel within the next few months, certainly the next few weeks, you want to keep that in mind as you're traveling. I want to say thanks to the folks at the Best of the Willamette Valley. They have a wonderful little booklet, and they've put together all of the votes of those in Willamette Valley. 329 businesses voted the best to go to, and this little guide should be hitting the mail here pretty soon. If you don't have one and it hasn't arrived in your mailbox, you need to pick one up, because when you're not sure where you want to go and you want to get out there and support businesses, this is a wonderful little guide. You can also go to their website, bestofwillamettevalley.com, and pick up one. And talking about one of my best ofs, my very good friend, Dr. Patrick Castle, is on the line with us today. And we're talking everything about liberty and freedom. And Dr. Pat, you know, as I'm often saying, it's important for my life. There's two things, guiding principles. And one is that I want to have the Holy Bible in one hand, and on the other hand, the Constitution, and in my heart, full of faith, knowing who I am in God and whose I am. Those with that foundation, you can go anywhere. And I encourage our listeners to really, during this time, to really understand why you believe what you believe. And it's okay, even in my age over time, things adjust and adapt. And the new word is pivot, I guess, you know, pivot. I just think of people, if you don't have faith, what do you have? You know, talk to us a little bit about your journey and all of the places you've seen. And certainly as you've in the trenches dealing with people facing mm-hmm. fear, what brings you courage and strength and faith in those times of uncertainty?
Well, we can just lean on Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So when you've got that power rod of faith behind you, the miraculous is possible. I mean, mm-hmm. as my friend Bishop Joe Coffey says, you know, regarding miracles, these things happen, and these things do happen, and we need to not forget about the power of our faith life. And I like as we bring that aligned with who are we, you know, what do we stand for, what are our values. And I like how the first half of our morning conversation is thinking and freedom aren't canceled. I mean, we need to keep thinking and keep defending our freedom. And the greatest freedom is our freedom to worship. And so what you just professed over the air, isn't it awesome that we live in a country, at least at this point, that we are not going to be jailed or martyred for speaking our belief in God? And that is truth. You know, not as they kind of try to minimize on the other side as, oh, we don't want to talk about it. We want to talk about it because it's real and it's powerful. And, you know, the other thing, just to kind of remind the other side, they tout being so open-minded, you know, so tolerant. Oh, my Grandma Mary would say, don't be so open-minded that your brain falls out. And we are at the point where we need to reach down and help a lot of people pick their brain up and put it back in. We need to be at a place where we defend the soul of our society. And I like this line. I don't know if I got it from you or sometime as a rep. It sounds like something that you would say, Stacey, but Rapid City, South Dakota still has a soul. I mean, the community still has a soul. There's places in the country, praise God, that the communities still have a soul. Well, the converse of that, we also know that there are towns and cities in our nation that have lost their soul, and we will pray that they regain that. And so there's a little echoing of that God first, life always, teammates forever, as life runners like to say. But you asked me to talk about, you know, the relay and talk about the finish line events and talk about South Dakota and help, you know, just give hope in such a time and help that the people listening in Salem, Oregon go, okay, breath of fresh air. You know, America is still America, and we need to keep fighting for what we believe in. And freedom isn't free, so we've got to put some energy into that and speak up. So that's what we're doing this morning. I'll tell this story. About a month ago, I got a message from one of our Life Runner teammates, Stacey, who was battling cancer in Indianapolis at the Indiana University Cancer Center. And he wrote me this message. He says, I'm Philip, and I'm proudly training to participate in the Across America Relay for Pro-Life, July 4th to August 9th. I'm being treated for lymphoma at the Indiana University Cancer Center. I can't walk a 5K in one day yet. I can proudly wear my Life Runner's jersey to remember the unborn in the halls of my inpatient unit as I reach for 5K. And so, you know, I think of Philip, who passed away last Wednesday at the age of 25. And I think about this, you know, here's this young man, 25, and he in his final days found an important enough space that he's going to defend the least of these, wearing a shirt, and he sent a picture with his walker, you know, with his jersey on that you and I wear. On the back of it, it says, remember the unborn, and everyone listening is fully qualified. You know, running's optional. If you know, move or you're a wheelchair and a walker, the only requirement of Life Runner is to wear your witness, wear it as a public witness to impact hearts and minds for saving lives. So wear a shirt that says, remember the unborn, for people can reflect on that and do exactly that. And we know that social science that motivates this ministry, this cause, is that 78% of post-abortion women, 78% of post-abortion women said that just one person had encouraged them to choose life, or they had seen an encouraging sign. That's all it would have taken for them to not have aborted their child. Instead, you know, embrace their child and live with the hope and the joy of life versus the regret of that, of choosing abortion. So that's what motivates all of us. So this relay again is going on right now. It's moving across the country. It finishes in Kansas City, actually Overland Park, Kansas, right there is a suburb of Kansas City, on August the 9th. And it's not canceled. We're going to gather. We're going to worship. We're going to be God first, life always, teammates forever. We're going to be in Christ for pro-life. So I think a fellow who passed away last week, but listen to the cries that Philip has to all of us listening. I learned about Philip that his plan, Stacey, was to do full-time pro-life ministry in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, after he recovered. I learned that then Philip, who did a ministry in the past on campus called the Abortion Dialogue Academy, where he taught college kids how to defend their pro-life views. This is Philip. And then I learned while I was at his memorial service last night, a lady came up to me and introduced herself as Philip's godmother. And she said, "Life runners, I saw a couple people hiking up Harney Peak, now known as Black Elk Peak, in the Black Hills of South Dakota 2 days ago wearing those shirts. Could you please tell me about the ministry?" So I just, you know, I think God's got this. You know, he's got a smile when he orchestrates those little taps on the shoulder that in faith, God is alive and well. Look at a sunrise. Look at a sunset. Look at each other. You know, yeah, take your mask down and look at a smile, as you said the last time we talked. There's real power. We were made in our Lord's image. And made in love, and we can't give what we haven't first received. And he's filled us with love. And what does love look like? Well, guess what? There's this beautiful thing that I know you and I grew up with. It's called tough love. And that tough love is real love. And that means being willing to share with someone something isn't popular. In other words, hey, let me tell you the truth about something. And if you got to go upstream or uphill to do it, that's tough love to care for someone that much. So the other encouraging thing for listeners is that you today in the capital, Lincoln, Nebraska, because I'm here in Omaha, I'm going to drive down there and I'm going to pick up the Life Runners display, big banner, Remember the Unborn, that's been in the capital for a week for all those legislators as they discern a dismemberment bill. To outlaw, you know, make illegal in Nebraska to do abortions from 13 weeks to 20 weeks in Nebraska, because those are the abortions where they're dismembering a little baby versus using the abortion pill, which in essence starves the little baby, prevents that little baby from adhering to the uterus and be fed by its mother, basically being starved to death is how the abortion pill works. How sad that we serve our children. Our Americans are dressed that way. But there's a dismemberment bill, so I put the big Remember the Unborn banner. You know, you've carried it, Stacey. Mm-hmm. We put that in the Lincoln Capitol this past week, and then we're going to have lunch with the Lieutenant Governor, who's also a Life Runner, Mike Foley. High five to him, and talk about all things pro-life, talk about the relay. We're going to give him the baton that we carried through Nebraska this last week, and we're going to talk about what it looked like in front of those abortion facilities. So we had prayer rallies, Stacey, that runs across the country. Anytime we're close to an abortion facility, the relay pauses there. So we pause at the Omaha Planned Parenthood, and we pause at the Council Bluffs of Iowa Planned Parenthood. And it was interesting. You know, evil gets really, really threatened when we get really, really organized. And to see those escorts come out and not be happy that we got people organized, we need to get organized. Be bold, speak up, and profess like you're doing. Praise God.
When we come back from this break, I want us to talk about how people can join the Life Runner team. In fact, we're developing one in St. Louis, and I'm inviting people to join us. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, news that you can use. We're talking about life, liberty, and, of course, pursuing that happiness. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. Broadcasting live from Rapid City, South Dakota. Oh, it's going to be really busy in the next few days. We've got a great lineup of guests all over Rapid City and in Sturgis. There are people coming in, and I'm still hoping, I'm praying, and you could join me in prayer. Maybe we can get Governor Noem or someone from her staff to come on the air with us and kind of get some inside scoop of how it's going for them, kind of leading the way in our nation about personal responsibility and keeping our eye on liberty and freedom here. Yeah. And, of course, the local community, too, is they're excited about Sturgis coming here. Usually there's hundreds of thousands of people. And if you understand South Dakota, the whole state only has about 900,000 people to begin with. And then you add the rally, it's like doubles in size for about 3 weeks. And there are a lot of optimism, lots of people excited. And I'm excited to get out in the community and kind of get a sense of what's happening here. And Dr. Patrick Castle's on the line with me, and I'm excited to have you give us an update on what's going on with the National Life Runners team doing the Across America Relay, and also kind of giving your perspective from your medical and your science background on the whole mask thing. I think people are starting to understand that there may be a little more to this and exert their right. liberties and freedoms to say, hey, no, I don't want to wear a mask. And the science doesn't say that this little flimsy piece of cloth, it might be cute. It might have SpongeBob on it and be really cute and decorative, but it's not going to keep you or I safe. And it's more just an exercise and futility than anything. It's not very effective. And of course, here on the show, we can call out the darkness and curse the darkness, but we want to be a part of the solution. We want to bring perspective, right. and we want to empower people and challenge and keep us thinking critically about what we're facing and not just take what we hear from the news for gospel truth and know that, yeah. and with talking about gospel truth, making sure that we are connected to our faith and our freedom. I think our founding fathers definitely had a plan there. And I appreciate you, Dr. Pat, and your bold leadership all these years in my own life as a mentor and a friend and a brother in Christ, but also how the rippling effect you talk about. I'm just thinking about this family that's been impacted and this godmother, the gentleman had passed, seeing Life Runners at Harney Peak. And then here she is, and she's meeting you, and just there is no mistakes. There's no mistakes. You call them God incidences. We've called them before, and it's no mistake that we know one another. And I want to share with our friends, there's lots of ways we can stay connected in community. There's lots of ways that we can stay involved. We can make a difference. And one of the areas particularly fond in my heart is the fight for defending life from conception to natural death. And I want to give an update, and I haven't talked about this very much on the air because it was so personal and I didn't know where this was going to play out. But yesterday I got to see my grandmother. She's 93 years old. I got to spend some time with her last night out on the porch at my aunt's house. Yeah. My grandmother is 93 and she has survived COVID. And it's actually what happened is pretty miraculous. She is not even living in an assisted living. She's living with my aunt now. And to see her, and it was an answer to prayer. And I'm telling you, friends, we've got to step up and defend life from conception to natural death. And one of the ways that we can do that, life is precious. And one of the ways we can do that is by being a part of the Life Runner team and signing on and wearing the jersey. That's all it takes. You don't have to be a runner or walker, right, Dr. Pat? You can sign up and wear the jersey. Witness. Mm-hmm. Wear your witness. And we need to bear witness in Salem, Oregon, and in the Pacific Northwest. People need hope. They need encouragement. How do we sign up to be on the Life Runner team? What's the process with that?
Yeah, if they just go to liferunners.org and they take about a minute and a half and they get connected to our communications once a month. We send out a blast, let them know what's going on around the world for defending life. They order a shirt of their choosing, lots of different options, that says, "Remember the Unborn" on the back. And then a reference, Jeremiah 1:5, which is that God knew us even before we were in our mother's wombs. On the front, a big cross and Life Runners and a Holy Spirit dove. It's a bold, put your faith in action shirt. And so, and you go out and you wear your witness. you know, that public witness definitely impacts hearts and minds. We have so many awesome stories of people choosing life and it impacting their thinking, having conversations in the grocery store. And so really you're wearing it as you go about your everyday steps that you normally do. You're just bringing your witness with you, and people absolutely are looking at your shirt. And if you can get your friends or your family members, imagine two or three people with a bold blue shirt that says "Remember the Unborn" and cross in front. People will take note, and it will get them thinking to do exactly what the shirt says, to remember the unborn. But I love this. I love our conversation this morning, just defending life and liberty. You know, thinking and freedom is not canceled in America. That's what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We're thinking about, you know, using our God-given capacities to be reasonable in defending our freedoms. And the greatest of which, of course, is our religious freedom, just be able to speak the Lord's name, Jesus Christ as our Lord. We think about those conversations across America as we're doing this relay that ends August 9th in Kansas City. Not too late for people to participate. They can walk or just wear their jersey and have it count towards miles at any time in their own areas remotely around the world. So wherever you're at, either in Salem, Oregon, you can participate even if you can't get to the course anytime between now and August 9th. So you get on the website, look at liferunners.org/relay. And I think about pausing at these abortion facilities, Stacey, as we wind down this hour in conversation with, you know, Vic and Randy. These are abortion facility escorts that are also military veterans. And to remind them that on their clock, they had escorted more people into these abortion facilities and lives were lost than all the lives lost in our last conflict. So the Afghan conflict or the Iraqi conflict. So on their watch, these veterans, you know, they're standing up for losing life instead of defending life. And that hopefully impacts their hearts to be reminded of that. But I also think of on the finish line of the relay where we stood in front of the Overland Park Planned Parenthood and we had a security guard call the 800 number on the mobile unit, Stacey, on Monday morning and say, "Hey, I was a security guard at Planned Parenthood watching you all lined up in your blue shirts praying, and I want to let you know that I quit my job this morning because of this." So it definitely impacts. So everyone, keep going. Do something. My goodness, and what an easy something. You got to wear something. Why not wear a shirt with a cross on the front and remember the unborn on the back? Aimed at.
Amen. I certainly appreciate your time this morning, and I do encourage people to go to liferunners.org, and there's a drop box. I believe they can join us. They can say they're in Salem.
Yes.
We'll connect. You could be a part of our team, and when we get enough of us, we'll go on walks together, and if you want to jog,
yeah,
you can jog too, and we'll walk, and we'll meet, and we'll gather, and we'll start our presence. So we invite you to join us. Thank you, Pat, for being a part of the show this morning. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yep. God bless you all. Right.
All in Christ for pro-life. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in, friends, today. We're live from Rapid City, South Dakota, bringing life and liberty and encouragement to you right there in the Pacific Northwest. We got a great show lined up for tomorrow. Stay tuned tomorrow morning. We'll do it all over again. Remember, over, under, around, or through, no matter what we're facing today, we're overcomers. Have a great day.